San Francisco's Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing released its plan Thursday at the city's Homeless Oversight Commission meeting. The proposal goes into effect next week. It changes the eligibility requirements for families seeking shelter. It also establishes stricter requirements for families seeking extensions to stay beyond the 90-day limit. Critics of the plan say HSH's new policy will result in more families on the street. Marian Sanders is chief deputy director of HSH. She told the commission this move is an effort to provide services during a time of budget cutbacks.
I also understand that as a city, we're limited on the resources that we have. And it's going to take not just the homeless system, but multiple systems of care to support families through to permanent housing. And so while I understand that this particular policy has its limitations, right, in terms of who we can serve, at the same time, we all understand that prior to this policy, our resources were absolutely limited.
Among the rule changes, families living in single-room occupancy hotels or who are doubled up in apartments will no longer be eligible to apply for shelter. Previous policy allowed sheltered families to apply for time extensions beyond their 90-day stay until they are able to secure housing. Now, HSH will not grant extensions except in some special cases. The HSH's Marian Sanders says the new rule is an effort to make room for families in the most need. Jennifer Friedenbach is the executive director of the San Francisco Coalition on Homelessness. She says the new HSH family shelter policies come as a frightening surprise to people her organization works with.
We were not involved in this process at all. We found out about the policy after it was a done deal. We are an organization that has over 300 homeless family members and spend a lot of time developing consensus among our members on policy positions.
Friedenbach agrees that resource constraints are a fact of homeless services in San Francisco, but disagrees that families living in SROs or doubled up apartments are that much safer than those on the streets. She says families in those situations often face abuse and sexual violence.
Obviously, we want to get kids out of that situation and the moms as well. The position around it undervalues pregnancy, sexual exploitation and trafficking in terms of the prioritization. The extension policy is way too strict and is going to lead to sending folks back to the street. And we really want to see the policy being about protecting families who, through no fault of their own, are still in need of shelter. And really, stability should be kind of the guiding principle here to avoid additional adverse childhood impacts.
Currently, there are two shelter options available for families. In addition to the 90-day temporary shelter placement, families facing a housing crisis can utilize a voucher program to access an emergency 14-day placement. A speaker during public comment told the commission the city needs to provide more homeless resources, not fewer.
Alarming to me is this 14-day thing. So at 14 days, what can you do to exit poverty? It's basically wash your clothes, get an ID, and prepare to go back and live on the streets.
The city's budget deficit means the HSH will see a decrease in funding next year. But Lucas Ila from the Coalition on Homelessness says the changes in shelter policy aren't just about saving the city money. The city has been expanding efforts to sweep encampments off the streets and earlier this year passed a ban on overnight RV parking. Ila says this new effort to restrict access to shelter housing could be a political move to create an illusion that San Francisco is tackling the homelessness problem.
What we've been trying to kind of emphasize to the city is this 530 families on this non-congregate shelter wait list. And, you know, that's not a good look for the city. I do think that this move comes at a time in which the city is trying to lower that number. And again, that doesn't, you know, lowering that number by reclassifying shelter waitlist times and the extendable nature of shelter does not obviously eviscerate family homelessness or lower the number of families that are homeless.
The plan will go into effect next week, and HSH has already notified shelter residents and those on the shelter waiting list about the upcoming changes. I'm Teresa Wersbianska, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.